This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. You have to be. I mean, seriously, otherwise, I'm like talking to myself. And that is, let me tell you what, that's never exciting. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head over to the website. Let's get it out of the way early. Head over to the website, because what I want you to do is I want you to either fill in the area where it says, you know, newsletter, give me your email address. If you give me your email address, then every week I send out one lousy email that tells you, you know, who our sponsors are, who's going to be in the show, some of the topics we're discussing, that kind of thing. So, if you don't want to do that, then you can click on the, text messaging. There's another block for text messaging. You can give me your, we don't sell any of this stuff, by the way. We're not Facebook. Won't sell any of your information. I keep it for me, so I'm able to get out what you want me to get out. So if you allow us to send you text messages, then we'll let you know when the show's going to start. Maybe some of the topics we're discussing as well. A lot of good stuff. I mean, again, I'm not here to aggravate the crud out of you. I'm here to inform you. Corey Duncan is going to join us after the break. And he's got, you know what? He has been working for the government, in the government, for quite some time. So hopefully he's got a lot to say about Mattis's move, pulling out of Syria, pulling out of Afghanistan. You know, I've been thinking about this all day long. Now, first of all, when I got up this morning, it was great to see or hear that President Trump was not going to sign anything. I don't know what he was waiting for. Again, I'm not putting the guy down, but, you know, why not say it yesterday? People have gone home. I know I've heard that some of the Congress people were told to turn around and come back. Matter of fact, Kevin McCarthy was calling some of the congressmen, but only the ones that were a definite yes. Right? And some of the soft no's he was trying to talk into a yes to come back and give the money for the wall. President Trump said, hey, no wall, no signature. And we'll see how that plays out. You got to give the Dems credit, though. They know how to play this game. They've played it for years. And they don't play by gentlemanly rules. We do. I don't know if it's because we're dull. Now, being honest, I don't, you know, as Republicans, what do we, no, I don't want to hear this stuff like we're gentlemen. Not interested in any of that. Are we too dull to make anything happen? Do we not have the guts? See, I jumped right into it. Didn't mean to, but whatever. If we keep fighting by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, right, the gentleman's rules, we're going to keep losing. As much as we complained about the Dems having 2 years, or we shove in their face, you had 2 years to do this and you didn't do it, we have the same situation going on. We've had 2 years to ignore the Dems and do what we need to do. And for all intents and purposes, what did we do? Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to talk about how much we got done. But did, I mean, yeah, okay, so we got tax reform in. We needed a tax reform, too. Remember, that was a conversation we had early on. Right? We needed immigration reform. Look at it. We had the chance. We had the opportunity. Our own people were fighting us in the early days. And you heard Dr. Lomero last night started talking about how we got rid of all the rhinos. Right? I mean, the people that were voted out of Congress were mostly rhinos. They were mostly people who were not behind Trump, that did not push for the things that Trump wanted. I get it. So, I don't know. Maybe this is a purge of some kind. And I wasn't trying to be mean when I said he was giving way too much credit to the American people. Especially, maybe I'm tainted because we live in California. Every time you turn around, we're actually voting in the most liberal legislators here. I had somebody call me today to ask me about a couple of local Republicans, congressmen. And what I thought they would do in going back or being in Washington, D.C., would they support Trump or not? And I said, what does it matter now? If they didn't support him before, what do they have to lose now? They've already lost. That's why they're leaving. We should have put the right person in to begin with, the right people in to begin with. Don't you think? And now in discussing, and again, I am not the Army expert, the military expert. I love when you see these people on CNN, even Fox News or what have you, and they're talking about they're outside of their areas of expertise, whether it's military, foreign affairs, or what have you. And the guy's a talk show host like me. What are you asking them about military affairs for? Bring on the real experts. Well, we'll pull you out of Syria there. Some people are saying it's a game. Some people are saying that it's just a threat. He's really not going to do it. I think it's a bad move to totally pull out. I really do. He's right. People have to, these countries have to start defending themselves. They have to take on some of the responsibility. Here's the problem. If they don't, who suffers? We do. Our security suffers. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Yep. He's with us after the break. You figure it out. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You
can't touch this.
I wonder why this always plays when he comes up.
Can't touch this.
Can you picture Corey in cargo pants?
Can't touch this.
Nah, me neither. I'm Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I love to make fun of this guy, but also love this guy. I always have a good time when he's on. I always get a lot of good information from him. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. I know all of you guys, some of you guys don't tune in all week long. You just show up when he shows up. I mean, really, it makes me feel really good. So, I mean, I'll go get coffee. I'll leave him here with you. I'll go get me a Dunkin' Donut, anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you. But Corey Duncan, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for allowing me to come on. And you and Tammy are the best, as always. Definitely a blessing to this movement and to all of the true Patriots tuned in tonight.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Look, I know that you've been in government for a long time. Simple questions. You don't have to give away the farm. You know, just it's just you and me talking here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so
yeah, right.
and the other 16 people listening. So are you surprised that Mattis left or is leaving now?
What I can say is, Semper Fi and Uwe, sir. That's all I can say. He's a true devil dog. He's definitely that. And, he's not a politician. Like most Marines, we're not politicians. We're sent in to take out the papers and the trash. And not only are we there to take out the papers and the trash, we don't fix things. We bust it up. So, you know, it's real simple. I mean, you know, the President of the United States made a decision, and he did it the gentleman way. You know, he probably sat there, and they probably may argue some points, I'm guessing. And we'll probably learn more of what really happened through the grapevine. And you know, they agreed to disagree, and he agreed to probably go his way, and they probably agreed to go, you know, accept his resignation. So, you know, but President Trump, I believe, is my personal opinion, I believe he's making the right decision, pulling our troops out. Now we gonna pull them out, or are we gonna leave a reaction force there? That's my question. And see, that's what a lot of people that don't understand anything about stuff like this don't understand. That, you know, they said the same thing about Kosovo, still there. They said about some other bases that's around the country and, well, around the world, and we're still there. And I'm like, okay, so what purpose are we serving still here? And, you know, they come up with all these bogus excuses, but to put it simple, the president made his choice of what he wanted to do. Well, I believe that he's making the right choice, because we will have to commit ground troops if it continues to go on. Not only that, it could be pulling us into a World War III, because we already know what's on the other side of the tracks and who's there that's not invited and that's actually fighting against us. Oh, there's so many factions on both sides that they're illegally fighting. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in the last couple of months, from people flying planes that have no markings on them, and they bombing the daylights out of people. And, you know, that might be coming from both sides. And I'll leave that part at that, but I'll leave that to your imagination.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, because, you know, I have a little imagination. So listen, on Mad Dog Mattis, I got to tell you, though, I got to give the guy class credit for having such class. First of all, he said,
absolutely.
Look, he said, as a military man, when the president says go, you go. And he said, you know, go that way, you go that way. When the president gives you, you know, tells you what to do, you're there to support the president of these United States. And he said, and on this, the second part of this, basically, is the president deserves to have somebody who is 100%, you know, on his page, lines up with his way of wanting to deal with things. So it wasn't a matter of, you know, this guy's a whack and he shouldn't be doing this. And it wasn't that at all. He left, or he's leaving, with class and dignity as a true military man, right? I mean, I got a lot of respect for him today.
Well, the thing of it is that you have to respect, I mean, we all have to be respectful of everyone's opinion. Everyone does not always get along. We all don't share in the same opinions all the time. So, you know, it's just about business. And President Trump is a man that what he believes in, he's going to act on it. So, you know, you have to respect both men and, you know, move on. I'm sure General Mattis is, you know, he's had to be kind of overjoyed about being away from that, because it's a pain in the behind, you know, when you've been a military, and trust me, I know fully well, and then you come and you work for a civilian agency, and it's like, you're like, man, this is like a nine-ring circus with a bunch of people that, you know, they couldn't tell a milk truck from a fire engine, you know.
No, you're right. I mean, for a military man to try to deal in that environment, it's got to be a nightmare. I mean, especially a guy like him, got to be a nightmare. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I know it's a nightmare for me, and it still is sometimes, because they don't do things And, you know, they don't do things by the numbers, what we call it in the military. They don't do things it's not a priority to get things done. It's more, you know, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it. And that's in a lot of our government agencies, and that's only because that's what's been accepted in the work world. But you have to, like, really, really get adapted to that.
Well, yeah, the military doesn't have a union to protect them, you know, to make sure they got their
right
15 and a half minute break every 4 hours or whatever
right
it is, right?
And when they say zero tolerance, that's what we mean, zero tolerance.
Wow.
Point zero tolerance.
Yep.
About a lot of things, but it takes a custom to get to, and you know, I know my wife Hannah is sitting listening to this, and I know she's probably like, yeah, you're right. It does take a lot to get used to you Marines, but, you know, that's another story for another day. But
yes, right.
My personality anyway was like that before I even got in the Marine Corps. So I'm just a person, you know, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And, you know, I don't do a whole lot of, you know, sitting out trying to be cordial about things when I don't need to be, and I just tell you the way it is. And a lot of people say, I can handle that.
They can't handle it. You know what I always thought?
They can handle it as long as you agree with them at the end of your rebuttal. That's why.
You know, coming from Boston, I always love when people say, "You Boston people, you know, you're pretty rude. You're pretty gruff." And you go, "No, we're just at a point." It's not a matter of going, how's your day going? It's more like, I don't care how your day's going. Give me the $2 for the coffee and move it along because somebody else is waiting. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Corey Duncan will still be with us, I promise.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to kind of put us back on the straight and narrow, get us rolling here. And I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Hey, they listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have him with us. How you doing, Corey?
A lot of jokes. A lot of jokes. He did a nice job. I told you that. Thank you for having me appear. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and especially all of the chapters that I've been that's texted me and told me that they are in the chat room tonight. And also all of my awesome, you know, I mispronounced someone's name the other week. Donna, I want to say, I apologize. I said Dora instead of Donna, and I want to say hello.
Dora.
Thank everyone for tuning in, on also on Facebook.
See, you got little kids. I can't stand Facebook. Dora the Explorer. Remember her? Yes. There you go. Anyway, I remember that one, too. That's weird. All right, so.
She's an awesome lady. She always has something. You always had something nice to say, and also inspirational. And she also has respect for our military. So I thank her very much for that.
Well, I've got one that maybe you can help me understand. Okay, because you're one of these guys. You know, you don't like chaos. You got everything figured out. Now, according to Harvard Law Review, Harvard Business Review paper. And a UCLA professor says that there's too many white male firefighters out there. That's the problem with us not being able to get fires under control. He said that 96% of career firefighters are men, and 82% of those men are white. Now, this is according to her report. Many fire departments recognize that their lack of diversity is a problem and say that they're committed to increase. Who cares what color or what gender you are as long as you can put the fire out? She says that she's done much research that prompted her to write the article. And she said when the topic of female firefighters came up, the importance of physical strength was consistently invoked to justify. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. How many women you know could pick you up? And I'm not talking about Anna here. You know what I'm saying. I mean, physically pick you up. Okay? And I'm sorry. I know. Somebody's going to beat me up over this, but you know what? I want Mongo from Blazing Saddles as a firefighter. You know what I'm saying? Coming to rescue my butt. Is this crazy or what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I'm quite sure anyone that's been a burning builder or in that type of situation is not wouldn't care if Daffy Duck walked through the door. If you came through the door to save me, you know, I'm quite sure. You know, for people, I sort of ask you, did you get some of this, you know, material from TMZ or something like that? Or, you know,
no.
You know, where in the world did you get these stories from sometimes?
They said people sent me the listeners sent me this stuff all day long, and it's stuff that
obviously
they know I do crazy stuff. They know I do the crazy stories. And here's a UCLA professor, somebody who gets paid with California tax dollars, goes out to the Harvard Business School to speak, writes an article about the fact that the only thing that she's concerned about is we have too many white male firefighters. I'm thinking, who cares? Do we really care? Do you really think the fire departments across this country, as a black man, are sitting there looking at applications going, nope, he's black. Nope, oh, no, he's oh, it's a she. She ain't getting on this. Really?
Well, see, the thing of it is that, and that's a lot of adolescent thought process. I mean, but that's liberal. That's liberal thought process anyway. So there's nothing to be shocked about. I mean. You know how their thinking is. Save an insect, kill a baby. So,
you're not kidding about that. It's like we can be the police of the whole world, right? We can be over there to help people, to feed people, but we can't go there for military reasons or what appear to be military reasons. And we sure as heck cannot shore up our border. That's for some reason. That's a real nasty thing to do. Anyhow. This stuff is always amazing to me. It just floats around in my head going, I can't believe they said that. Anyhow. All right, come on. Another one that I know that's close to your heart. Remember Piers Morgan? He kind of hated all conservatives. Always had nasty stuff to say. And lately, he's actually been on our side more and more and more. And he recently wrote an article. He said, hey, Michelle, stop it. For someone who hates going low, you're awful bitty. Snipping at Melania and others just to sell books. It's really cheap on you. So he says, he's talking about her, and he says, look, she was on Jimmy Fallon's show, apparently. Well, anybody who goes on Jimmy Fallon's show is a little trashy to begin with. But she was making fun of Melania Trump. Now, I didn't know what this meant. So, you know, the old white guy in the room reached past us and goes, okay, it's no big deal. But apparently it is a big deal. Michelle said, bye, Felicia. Like, goodbye, bye-bye, Felicia. And apparently to Melania. And apparently it's a reference to rapper Ice Cube's character Craig in the 1995 cult Stoner comedy, where a local girl named Felicia, she annoys everybody in the neighborhood. She borrows stuff from everybody. She just sponges off of everybody. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sorry, who sponged off of who? You sponged off the American people for 8 years. You had nothing when you went in there for all intents and purposes, not even a law license. Melania can speak 6 languages. What's your problem? The woman's got, I mean, it's just amazing how trashy the Obamas have decided to go, isn't it?
Well, that's what I'll say. Melania can't speak. She can't speak Michelle's language, which is, you know, mad black woman and ghetto Ebonics. Or hate all white people, you know, like she muttered the flag day, all of this for a flag. You know, it's interesting to me how a lot of people, and this is like I sit back and I'm not going to mention any names, I sit back and listen to a lot of the people one in particular that of a certain class of people that has gotten elected to office, and you know they can't decide what sex they want to be or whatever like that. But the thing of it is the fact that how do they wind up getting elected based upon your morals, and you know these are the same people saying, you know, they're saying put their hand on a Bible and swear to uphold uphold the office that they have, and it's like, you know, a lot of that has to do with your morality also. So collectively as a society, we have this thought process now of, you know, well, that's what they want to be, you know. But you got to understand that a lot of these people, that's why we had to be very careful about who is educating our kids and who is and exactly who our kids is following, you know, you know, that's what I said. You have to be, it's always good to teach your children, as I teach mine, is that you are the group. You are the person. Do not follow anyone. You follow what you want to do instead of following what other people do, because that's how we got here with Barack Obama being president. Trendy, race hustling, and that's why the problems that we had in Syria is because of Barack Obama, because of Barack Obama's, the policy he kept and the policy he kept with NATO. And so that's why we round up with being in Syria to begin with, or whatever, because it's more or less, my personal opinion, a land grab and grab the resources of countries or whatever like that. But, this world is going to H in a handbasket because we're not paying attention to things that we should be paying attention to. And, this country is going down the drain fast. That's why we have to take and educate as fast and get things going as fast as possible. You know, a lot of things me and you talk about offline and a lot of other people, but we got to stop talking and making these things happen. And we had to do it like not now, not yesterday, but today, not today. We should have done it 10 years ago. So,
I agree with you. You know, we talk about education. I've got some good ones for you. Now, I know you're a big believer in education, continuing education, that kind of stuff. Five of the most popular classes this year in the country. You ready for this? Number one was the Harvard Law School offering classes on how to impeach Trump and remove him. So that was apparently was a big one. The San Diego State University also offered a class on removing Trump from office, impeachment removal, and special counsel. The University of Illinois, they had another peachy class, too, called Trumpaganda. All the propaganda around Trump that shows him as being a good guy. And I'll give you the last two biggies on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, as soon as he catches himself, stops reeling from the stupidity, he'll be back with us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I was made to wave the flag. I'll wave the flag anytime you want me to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I very much do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know what, guys? You've got to be part of the conversation. You have to listen, to other people's viewpoints. And, okay, you don't have to, but the reality is, how do you know how people approach things? You can't guess for them. You can't make it up as you go. You have to have a clue as to why they're thinking what they're thinking. And I say that to you so you'll at least listen to other people speak so you know how to slap them around afterward. Otherwise, you're just guessing. It's just crazy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And you're on the, you're just part of the conversation. I appreciate it so much. Guess who joins us now? Come on, take a guess. Take a guess. Take a guess. That's right. Corey Duncan joins us. Always a winner. Always a fighter. Hey, he was from Philly. He was a guinea from Philly. Come on. You know, I mean, it's a good thing.
Oh,
fire.
There you go. Did I say guinea? Did I say that loud?
There goes,
I'm sorry. Here
there,
you go.
There goes the FCC license.
You know, oh, I mean, yeah. Well, look here. Better, listen, here. Better that song than this one. What do you think of this? Would you have been happy if I played that?
It's a beautiful.
I think he hung up on us.
No, all I had to say is remember what my MOS was and I'm grateful, okay? Okay.
All right, all right.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Anyhow. See?
Okay. Dude,
you give me too much to play with, it's all over. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, eh? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Corey is very much into helping our youth get an education. He really, really has jumped on this bandwagon big time. And I was explaining to him, for some of you who missed it, you'll have to go back and get it, because I do not repeat myself. I hate repeating myself. Five of the most, I don't know, most popular courses on college campuses were all aimed at Trump. These are, in some cases, these are classes that you're paying for, like the University of Illinois, right? They got a class called Trumpaganda, and it's a journalism course about the war on facts, press, and democracy, and how the president has attacked the news people. Well, look at you should attack people that are attacking this country. And I think that when news sources do not tell the whole story, when the news sources tell a biased portion of the news, they are an enemy of and attacking this country. The University of Maine, it bars a professor who set up an anti-Kavanaugh D.C. trip. However, they also have a class that teaches you how to come against Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court. These people just, you know what it is? It's the kind of dope they're smoking. It has to be. Right? And then another Harvard Law course that looks at a way to push back against Trump's strategy. So, you know, these are prestigious colleges across the country. These are hallowed halls of education, and they're all about defeating Trump. How patriotic, isn't it?
Well, see, that's the thing. And I want to thank you for allowing me to appear this week again. Now, for everyone next week, if I don't get a chance to, you know, to appear next week, Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year from the GRCAG and the Duncans. The thing of it is that's why we're concentrating on these prep schools and to further the education, the Christian conservative colleges after that coming in 2025. And we got a lot of other projects that's going to be happening, and I know Joe, I talked to you, but we won't discuss that. Nope. Whatever down the road that we're serving not only the young Americans, but we're serving our country. And come June, I'll be retiring. I won't be retiring from my service to my country, as far as the citizens, and as far as our young Americans, I will not leave one behind. And you know, when I say that, I truly mean it. Unlike back then, no child left behind. Yeah, okay, all right. You mean push a child through and then leave them left behind? That's what you mean. But anyway, that was by another president or whatever. But the thing of this, you know, and every week, I want to talk about this real quick, so won't nobody forget this. My beautiful wife, Anna, has a new series called Empowering Women, and I hope that they can go to the website and check it out, www.conservativegen.com, and it's an awesome series that she just started yesterday. And I also want to say hello to all of the chapters and all of the people that support the Grassroots Conservative Association group, especially today, December the 20th, at all Open Door Ministry, Open Door all Open Door. I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
It's your story. Anyway, I'm not jumping in. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I don't get a text message in a minute. But around the country, we're getting our Toys for Tots program. They're giving away the toys and tots but also we're giving away clothes, snow suits, also giving away turkeys, and we're just trying to serve the public as best as we can, because we know this is a tough time of the year for open door missions. I do apologize. I was corrected. You know, I'm getting old, so.
Ancient. But, yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. We're serving the public. We're also making sure that we get these young Americans educated, because we have a lot of projects, you know, some of them that me and you have discussed, and I don't discuss a lot of the projects until they're already rocking and rolling, because I know we have a lot of sinister people out here It's fine. We've learned how to deal with them, because, you know, for every time someone has something nasty to say about me or my personality, worry about what's going on with the young Americans and the people that's in the chapters, that's in the chat room, and that they know exactly what's going on with this. And, it's just growing. And, I want to say that we're full at full capacity in River Oaks. Our two schools in Texas that's open, that'll be open in the fall of 19. We're at full capacity, 1300, and we got a waiting list of 120 people the last I checked. And, you know, College Station is the same. I mean, they're at full capacity. So, you know, everything is working. It's going very well. And the greatest thing of this is that it's working without Facebook, and it's working without Twitter. And I want to say a special hello to all of the people out there that thinks that dealing with Facebook and doing this and doing that with Facebook is the gold billion of the earth. No, it isn't. So that I just proved that in the last couple of months, that it's not as big as it appears to be. It's only as big as you make it.
Well, it's as big as you let it be. If all your eggs are one basket, if that's all you're using, you know, when it comes to marketing or getting a message out, if you're only using one outlet, then shame on you. You know, seriously. There's a whole bunch of ways of doing it, whether it's, getting the message out locally, radio, newspaper, whatever, you know?
Well, Joe, to be honest, is old as a crucifixion. And, you know, if you have a plan and it has steps to it and it has goals to it, you don't need social media. Social media is a joke. Social media does not have people, anybody that, you know, most of the people that's on there like that or whatever, they're not on there for the purposes of making these young, getting these young people to excel and to succeed. And that's what we need. We're so sick and tired, and I know you feel the same way I feel after, making your assessment that this stuff with this politics, it gets old after a minute.
Oh, it does.
We all still spinning the same wheels. We all still doing the same thing. That's just like, you know, that's why, you know, I thank my beautiful wife, Anna, and our family members, Wendy McIntosh, Erica Reynolds. I thank the whole family, because they said, let's step away from that and continue to do what we need to do as far as these young Americans and keep it under wraps. But remember, come to our page, our website, which is a real website, www.conservativegen.com. Yeah, you know, I have to needle sometimes. I have to do that. I like to be an antagonist, especially the people that claim they, you know. Okay, I don't really press upon that no more, because we have entirely too much stuff that's going on, and you know about a lot of it, and I appreciate you having letting us come on every week, and I want to say God bless everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We're not able, you know, if you're not on next week or whatever. But and I also want to say happy, we're gonna really enjoy Christmas holiday up in the Big Montana Mountains, our second home up in Montana. So
up at the compound. Yeah, I know. I got it.
Yeah,
here you go.
Ponderosa.
Oh, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Corey Duncan, always a pleasure to have you on with me. Come on back in the next segment. The next hour, we're going to talk about the least educated state in the country, and you're going to be surprised. I wasn't, but you will be. We'll be back in a few minutes.